Sidious waded into the room, returning volleys of blaster bolts from those first to fire, then attacked, raising his left hand to levitate two guards into midair before running his blade through each of them. Snarling like a beast, he whirled through a circle, ridding three guards of their heads and cutting a fourth in half at the waist. The blade impaled a guard who had flattened himself to the floor in abject terror, then went straight into the shrieking mouth of the last of them. As that one collapsed in a heap, Sidious caught a glimpse of himself in an ornate mirror. Face contorted in rage, red hair in electrified disarray, mouth webbed with strands of thick saliva, eyes a radioactive shade of yellow. He flew back to the stairwell and raced to the top of the next flight, which opened into a large room filled with female Gran and younglings, along with Gran and Doug's servants. Having heard the commotion from below, some were already on their huge flat feet. Others, though, were too shocked to move. All the better for him, and he left not a single one of them alive. Then, through a warren of expensively appointed rooms to another set of closed doors, from behind which issued the sounds of a banquet in progress, one that had probably commenced hours earlier and wasn't meant to end until hours later, with the deaths of Senator Palpatine, Higo Damask, and the other Munes an accomplished fact. Now Sidious gave full vent to his ire. Crashing through the doors, he landed in the center of a table covered with plates of grains and grassy plants and surrounded by a herd of grazing Gran whose boisterous laughs froze in their throats. From the head of the table, Pak's team gawked at him as if he might be a creature escaped from his most horrifying nightmare. And yet he wouldn't be the first to taste Plagueis' blade, but the last. Once he had been forced to watch the rest of his party butchered from hooves to eye stalks. The painted ceiling brought down by Sidious's force pull. The flames of a gentle gas blaze in the room's fireplace incited to a blistering inferno that Sidious tugged behind him as he soared from the table to the floor and closed on his final victim. In desperate flight from the Sith and the spreading flames, Pak's team had backed himself to a tall window framed by floor-to-ceiling curtains. Entreaties of whatever sort tried to thrust themselves through his stricken voice box and past his square teeth, but none succeeded. Deactivating the lightsaber, Sidious beckoned the flames with his fingers, encouraging them to leap from the table to the curtains. A bleating scream finally emerged from Team's narrow muzzle of a mouth as the blazing fabric collapsed around him, and Sidious watched him roast to death.